Welcome in to Locked On Phillies. The Phils have won seven in a row. They sweep the Brewers, their second straight sweep. I'll break down everything that happened in today's game, why this team is so hot, and look who it is. Mr. Broom is still here. It'll be another fun edition of Locked On Phillies. Let's go.
You are Locked On Phillies. Your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, Mr. Broom is all set up in his perch back there, and it's time to get going. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm your host, Connor Thomas. Been talking Phillies baseball for years over on 97.5 The Fanatic. And happy to be with you here as your host of Locked On Phillies. I want to thank you, as always, for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Real quick, let me explain the sunglasses. It has nothing to do with the winning streak. I'll show you real quick on YouTube. But I've got something like weird going on with my right eye where it's just really red and bloodshot. I don't know what's going on with it. It's not itchy. I don't think it's pink eye. I don't need to list all my medical conditions. But I'm wearing sunglasses if you're watching this on YouTube because my right eye is just really, really dry and sensitive to light right now. So forgive me for looking like a total loser wearing sunglasses inside on a podcast, but it's kind of what I've got to do to get away with looking into the lights. I need to make the lighting right for this. Anyway, nothing can bring my spirits down at all right now because the Philadelphia Phillies are on absolute fire. Absolute fire. We'll jump into it real quick, but first I want to tell you about a title sponsor. It's going to get you something as shiny as these sunglasses look with the light reflecting off of them. It's Blue Nile. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. You can make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com and Lock On MLB, Lock On Phillies, Locked On Sports in general. Listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. You can just go to the website, and this podcast exclusive includes engagement rings. Use code Locked On at checkout. So, where do I begin? The Philadelphia Phillies smoked the Brewers today. They win a game 8-3 against Corbin Burns, the reigning NL Cy Young winner. And they chased him early. They got him up to 113 pitches in just five innings. Four and a third inning, so he started the fifth inning but didn't get out of it. And then the Phillies have a late barrage of home runs, and they go ahead and they win their seventh straight. It's absolutely unbelievable work by them. Just so, so good by the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll talk you through the play-by-play and everything going right with this team and just tell you exactly what's going on and why this team is so hot. Well, the Brewers started off the scoring with a Willy Adames homer to center field. 418 feet. Zach Eflin did not have his best stuff in this one. It did not look great, did not have a lot of control. It's a reason this game was, oh my goodness, 4 hours plus long, an unbelievably long game. But hey, when the Phillies win, hey, we'll live with it. Then in the top of the second, Bryson Stock grounded into the fielder's choice with the bases loaded, and he was able to punch in, well, not so much of a punch, more of a light tap in Nick Castellanos, who scored on that one. And just like that, the game is tied at 1-1, and it remained that way through second, the third, the fourth, and in the top of the fifth, well, the Phillies couldn't get to Corbin Burns, but they go ahead and they get to the bullpen, and J.T. Realmuto hit a sacrifice fly to left field that scored Kyle Schwarber. Night isn't deep enough. There was no play for Christian Yelich throwing the ball in there, and it moved, well, Nick Castellanos, or actually that didn't move Nick Castellanos up. The next one moved Nick Castellanos up. Didi Gregorius then comes up with two outs. And he hits like kind of, it was like a little bit of a check swing. It was weird. He'd said post game, because he was some of the post game availability on the TV broadcast on NBC Sports Philadelphia, which you can watch me on tomorrow, by the way, from 2 to 6 p.m. if you're in the Philadelphia area. I'll be on the afternoon show on NBC Sports Philadelphia on TV. Hopefully my eye doesn't look so terrible by then. But he talked about it. He wasn't even going to swing at it. You just kind of like check swung and it caught the barrel, got down the line, got by the third baseman. Nick Castellanos moved to third, but Rhys Hoskins scored on that one to make it 3-1 Phillies. And just like that, the Phillies are off and running. Now, Hunter Renfro homered off of Connor Brogdon in the bottom of the sixth inning to make it a 3-2 game. And you just kind of feel, well, you got to get through the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth, four innings worth of Philadelphia Phillies bullpen. How is that going to go? It made you a little bit worried when Hunter Renfro homers in the first inning. But Brogdon works out. Sir Anthony Dominguez was great. Jarvis Familia had a solid inning. And in the top of the seventh, off of Brad Boxberger, while Bryce Harper hit an absolute nuke to center field to make it a 4-2. It's listed as 425 here on ESPN. That's what it said on the broadcast. It's probably closer to 440, and even that might be short. He hit it off the scoreboard in straightaway center. Bryce Harper is unbelievably hot right now. Unreal. He looks like he could be on his way to a second straight NL MVP. A back-to-back MVP is certainly possible if Bryce Harper continues to play this way. He's as hot as anybody in baseball, and he might not even be the hottest player on this team. The top of the eighth, well, the Phillies are up 4-2. They need an extender. Kyle Schwarber with Mickey Moniak on base. He hits a home run 432 feet to right center. It's an absolute nuke. And Kyle Schwarber in the month of June is unbelievable. Here's what I got to say about Kyle Schwarber. Let's talk about this real quick, because a lot of people were worried about Kyle Schwarber, his production, things of that nature. Like, oh, when is he going to hit? Is he going to hit? Is this a stupid contract by the Phillies? Was he a bad sign? He's been true to form to this point. If you look at the historical numbers on him, historically, what does Kyle Schwarber do? He starts very slow. As the weather gets warmer, he heats up a little bit. June, he goes absolutely nuclear. What has he done so far this year? He started slow. He heated up a little bit. And now June, he's going nuclear. He had an incredible series up there in Milwaukee. Hopefully he can continue to do it as the Phillies come back home and take on the Diamondbacks starting tomorrow. Next segment will be a preview of the series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we'll talk about that coming up. But Schwarber goes yard, and he's as hot as anyone in baseball. He might be hotter than Harper even. Then in the top of the ninth with a 6-2 lead, there's a four-run situation. But hey, no lead really feels safe still with the Phillies bullpen. Well, Odubel Herrera hits a home run to right field, scoring Bryce Harper. It's 8-2. No chance that the Brewers come back from that one. The Brewers did get one off of James Norwood in the bottom of the ninth. They almost got another one to make it 8-4, but a review at first base overturned a safe call. Just like that, the ball game's over. The Philadelphia Phillies complete the sweep. It was just such a beautiful sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers. Let me talk you through the scores from these games. Now, there was one, the game, of course, where they came back on Josh Hader where they won 3-2. That was the first game of the series. But the last two games, the Phils won 10-0 and 8-3. Listen to some of these numbers over the win streak that started with the final game against the Giants. 6-5, Phillies. 10-0, Phillies. 7-2, Phillies. 9-7, Phillies. 3-2, okay. 10-0. Phillies, 8-3, Phillies, 7 straight wins and a remarkable, they're averaging over 7 runs a game, over 7.5 runs a game, actually, just doing some quick math in my head. Like, this is an unbelievable offensive output. And the pitching, it was good today, despite Zach Eflin not having his best stuff. Man, the Philadelphia Phillies, just everything is going right for them. Rob Thompson is doing an amazing job of letting the young players play through stuff, of keeping the lineup consistent, of keeping these guys in the spots. Kyle Schwarber, firmly entrenched in the leadoff spot, starting to get hot. Like, guys like this, it's awesome to see. I can't gush enough about this team. And with the Giants losing today, the Phils are only, I believe, either 2.5 games. I believe it's 2.5 games out of the final wild card spot in the National League. There's over 100 games to go still. And the Phillies are just 2.5 out of the wild card. They could definitely make the playoffs. Definitely, especially if they continue to play like this. And the schedule coming up, well, it's not getting any harder. It's actually getting easier when you look at it. So, man, it's a great time to be a Philadelphia Phillies fan. I thought, I'm going to be honest, I'll take you behind the curtain. I was thinking about doing this show every day and giving you guys great Phillies content. And there's two good parts about a show. There's two good things to go on over the course of a season that help a show and help listeners have the most enjoyable experience. Either a team is really, really good and they win like 100 games, or a team's really, really bad and they win like 40 games, and you can talk about all the problems and the fixing and everything like that. I've done too many shows for you already this year. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with the Phillies. They should be winning. They're not losing enough for them to completely collapse. They're not winning enough for them to be good. They're just a middling team that's paying too much money for a bunch of guys that aren't playing. I thought that was going to be all summer. Thank goodness it's not. And this team is looking like they're turning the corner, 7 straight, heating up, easy games coming up. Rob Thompson has this team firing on all cylinders. I don't know what he did. I don't know the difference between him and Joe Girardi and what went on there, but clearly there's a difference. Clearly there's a different attitude. This team is having fun. They know how to win games now. They've broken through, and let's just hang on and enjoy the ride. It's all we can do right now. It's a great time to be a fan of the Philadelphia Phillies. Coming up, we're going to preview a series with the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll talk about a guy I've actually played with growing up who's going to face the Phillies. Have a little inside information on that with a local product seeing the Phillies. He'll be on the mound for the Diamondbacks in game one. And everything to look for as we get ready for that series. See if the Phillies can they go three sweeps in a row? Anything's possible right now. We'll break it down next. All right, let me tell you more about our title sponsor, Blue Nile. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're just celebrating a milestone moment, you can find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. You can build the engagement ring of her dreams. Listen to this. There's simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, size, clarity, all of that, the setting, everything. There's no more rooting around jewelry stores like, does this ring look cool? Does that ring look cool? No, you can customize it. One of my favorite things to do. This is a dumb guy conversation, but that's why Blue Nile is great, because Blue Nile has experts all the time. They're available 24/7. You can talk to them over the phone. You can talk to them via chat. They can help dumb guys like me, maybe you, who don't know what they're shopping for. But what I think about it, what I compare it to is like when you used to see sneakers online and like, I kind of like that pair, but I don't like this. Or when the custom sneaker came out, like you could customize it and do whatever you want to it. I would play around with that thing all day. Now, I didn't have the money to buy them. I was a kid, but that's what it's like. It's like that custom sneaker tool, but this is for your engagement ring. You can make it exactly what you want. It's always more fun and more special, and each ring is one of a kind when you customize it like that. So it's a beautiful tool. It's a beautiful website. It's a great deal. Very cheap too, comparatively. Like, it's not looking cheap, but you can save good money by using Blue Nile, and you can also use it for everyday fine wear jewelry. They've got everything, so go check out BlueNile.com. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off a purchase of $500 or more, and that includes engagement rings. So use the code Locked On. That's Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging. It won't give away what's inside. You can keep the secret all to yourself. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, it's Arizona Diamondbacks time. It's time to get ready for a series. Now, luckily, the Phillies aren't traveling out there. They're back here in Philadelphia, so won't be staying up all night for those games. You can see it normal time, 6:45 start. Before I get into that, I do want to tell you, we got an important favor to ask you. We put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you, figure out how to make your favorite Locked On podcast even better. It's your opportunity to tell us what you like, what you don't like, everything about the podcast. So go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey right now to get started. It won't take very long, and everyone that completes a survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. To take our audience survey, go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey. Thank you, as always, for your help. All right, so Arizona Diamondbacks are in town for the next three games. Diamondbacks are not really in great shape right now. They're a susceptible team for the Philadelphia Phillies. Just looking at the overview, well, they're 28-31, which honestly the record's rather comparable to the Phillies, but it puts them at fourth in the NL West. They're not really going to compete with the likes of the Dodgers, the Giants, the Padres even. They're just not. And they've got some wins on their record. Like, they won the last two against the Reds. But prior to that, they had been on a five-game losing streak, including two losses to the Reds, two to the Pirates. It has not been good, or a four-game losing streak, rather. But, yeah, to not good teams. The Phillies are going to be the best team they faced in the last one, two, three, four, five, six, seven games. Coming off the Reds and Pirates, and then having to see the Philadelphia Phillies, especially red hot, well, that's not exactly ideal for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's take a peek at the starting pitching and see exactly who the Phillies will have to match up with in this series and what their chances are to take two, maybe even three more games, and Mr. Broom can continue to hang out back there. Well, we'll see. The first game we have, it's Kyle Gibson, who will go tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., actually 7:05 start, a little bit later there for the Philadelphia Phillies than normal. I'm not sure what's going on there, something special maybe at the ballpark. I'll look into it. But he takes on Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen, a local kid. He's from Gibbsboro, New Jersey. And the funny thing, I played with Zach Gallen growing up. We played Tri-State Arsenal Baseball together here, an organization that also brought you Mike Trout. So I brought you Mike Trout, brought you Zach Gallen, and it brought you, well, me, who doesn't play nearly at the major league level, never did, never was going to, but hey, I like to think I'm a darn good podcaster and radio host, so I'll put my feather in the cap that way. But Zach Gallen is a guy, he's turned into a solid major league pitcher. He's a guy that gives them a chance to win. So far this year, he's 4-1 with a 2.4 ERA, 53 Ks, and an 0.96 whip. The guy's effective from the right side of the plate. He's got good velocity. He's got good stuff. He's young. He's only 26, so he's projectable to potentially get even better. But he's a guy that's coming into his own as a great starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. I'm happy to see him do that as, of course, former teammate of mine. But not anything that the Philadelphia Phillies can't handle. This is the one game of the series, though, that you're looking at where you're like, okay, well, the Diamondbacks probably have an advantage in the pitching matchup there. Kyle Gibson needs to work on his location, getting the ball down, giving up less home runs. But then again, that Diamondbacks lineup, I'm not overly worried about it. Maybe this is a get-right game for Kyle Gibson. Then Zach Wheeler is scheduled to go on Saturday. He's still on paternity leave technically. I believe he hasn't been reinstated on the roster as of right now. But he should be back in time for his start Saturday. He'll face off against Madison Bumgarner. But Bumgarner, not what he used to be. This year, Bumgarner's got a 3.64 ERA with 41 Ks and a 1.26 whip. He's not a pushover. He's not a guy that shouldn't be throwing anymore. But at 32 years of age, he's clearly on the back end of his career, and he has not had the banner years that we used to see from him when he was a member of the San Francisco Giants. I'm giving the nod to Wheeler in this one, even though Bumgarner's good. This is like a Wheeler can shut these guys down type of day. And then Ranger Suarez takes the ball in the series ender on Sunday afternoon at 1:35. Diamondbacks have not yet named a starter for that game, so we'll have to see who ends up taking the hill for that one. What that means, not having yet named a starter, well, it's either going to be a guy that they're not expecting to come back off the injured list. It's going to be a bullpen game. It's going to be a minor league call-up. Don't know what's going to go on there with Ranger Suarez's matchup, his opponent on the mound. I always say that's advantage Philadelphia Phillies. Knowing who your starter is and being able to pencil them in is much better than having a quick replacement. Let's just look at some of the numbers for the Diamondbacks as well as we take a peek at the first game and figure out exactly what's going on. Well, the favoring is 68.2% in the Philadelphia Phillies' favor. Let me talk you through a little bit why. It's not the pitching matchup, because Zach Gallen is clearly better than Kyle Gibson so far this year. In just about every category, he leads against him. He's got a lower ERA, a better whip, less hits given up, more Ks, less walks, less home runs. Like, he's better record. But listen to some of these numbers when it comes to the offense. Well, Christian Walker is leading the Diamondbacks in home runs. He's got 15. He's right on pace with Bryce Harper. He's having a really strong year, actually. But that's about the only place where they can match up. Bryce Harper is batting .308 to lead the team. Ketel Marte is batting .272 for the Diamondbacks. Full 30 points better for Bryce Harper. 36 points better, actually, if my math is correct, which it rarely is. And listen to the discrepancy in RBIs. Christian Walker, who's leading the Diamondbacks in homers with 15, has 28 RBIs to lead that team. Bryce Harper has 45 RBIs already. Are you kidding me? Like, that's absolutely unbelievable that he's that much better than the guys on the Diamondbacks team. And the Diamondbacks are just, frankly, a team that hasn't swung it all that well so far this year. Even though they get the warmer weather out west, yeah, it just hasn't really factored in for them. And part of it is the strength of competition. When they play in their division, they're facing teams like the Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants, and those West Coast teams. It's tough for them, but like, they've got, let's just go to the batting average and see how many guys they have even hitting over 250. Because I know Ketel Marte they got. Got Josh Rojas hitting 284. Everyone else on the team is 240 or below. this is a team that a pitching staff can dominate against. We saw the Phillies do it against the Brewers. They can do it again against the Diamondbacks. Well, should be another fun series if everything plays out like it looks like it's going to by the stats. We'll keep an eye on it as the Phillies go through and take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'll be giving you podcasts throughout the weekend because we're riding this hot streak for the Philadelphia Phillies, keeping the content churning for you. Coming up, we just have a quick final segment. I still haven't gotten to off the poll yet. So we'll get into off the poll. We'll talk about, well, it's very apt. It's a question about the manager and everything there. So I'll break that down next in our final segment on today's Locked On Phillies. First, I got to tell you about BetOnline, though. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting stats and sports info. You can find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup. Big game between Boston and Golden State the other night. Boston now a 2-1 series lead in this one. I like Golden State. You can get plus money on them right now. The NHL Hockey Conference Finals. New York and Tampa Bay. They've got a game later tonight. You can put some money on that one. Major League Baseball, you want to ride the Phillies because they're hot? Jump on the Phillies train. And, of course, all the latest fighting news from MMA and UFC to boxing, they've got all of it. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. So head to the website today to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. All right, let's get into Off the Poll. Now, if you're not familiar with Off the Poll, what it is, it's a segment where I ask a poll question on Twitter. Get it off the poll, and you get a chance to have your voice heard. You can vote on the question, and I pose the question one episode, and then the next episode, what I do is I respond to it. I read the results, and I tell you what my thoughts are. So, without further ado, our Off the Poll for today's episode, I ask you, when this season is over, will we consider Rob Thomson a better manager than Joe Girardi? After all the votes came in, 86.7% of you said yes, we will consider Rob Thomson a better manager than Joe Girardi. 13.3% of you said no. Now, this poll was actually completed about 2 days ago at this point. So the win streak was only at 4 or 5, depending on when you got a chance to vote on it. I carried over the course of a game. But it was interesting to me then, and my original thought was, man, that's crazy to say that Rob Thomson is going to overtake Joe Girardi just over the course of the season. Now, though, with a 7-game win streak going on, I don't know what to say anymore. Rob Thomson may be baseball magic. You guys may be absolutely right. I don't know how you can project him to, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this guy yet because he refuses to lose baseball games. The team he manages just wins. They just win. It could be the talented part of the Phillies roster just coming out, but I can't fault anyone who said that they're going to consider Rob Thomson a better manager than Joe Girardi by the end of the season, because all we've seen from this guy, literally all we've seen, is he just won. We've never seen him lose a game before. The statistics say that I guess technically he's expected to never lose if you trust history. I don't know. So it's just the fact that so many of you are so high on Rob Thomson, I love it. It's exciting. It means you're excited about the Phillies. It means I'm excited about the Phillies. We're all in on this team. We're back on the train. The hunt for the Red October, not the Red October, the hunt for a Red October for the Philadelphia Phillies looks like it's back on. And, man, maybe it's the manager. Maybe it's the players. Maybe it's the schedule getting easier. But whatever it is, it's better than when Joe Girardi was here. And hopefully, when the season's over, we'll still feel that way. That was Off the Poll. That was this episode. We're all cleared up. And that's all I've got for you today. So I want to thank you one more time for making Locked On Phillies your first listen every day. Thank you for rating, reviewing, subscribing. Please continue to do that. If you have not done so, it helps us out tremendously. Now I want you to make your second listen, Locked On MLB, Paul Francis Sullivan. He's an encyclopedia of baseball knowledge. He knows the game inside and out. Got great stories. His podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. So check out Locked On MLB. It's an awesome show, definitely worth your time. And an awesome show. Well, the Phillies are an awesome show right now. Stay locked in to Locked On Phillies, and we'll keep you updated as they see how long the streak can go. Can it go 10? Can it go 20? Can they win 100 straight games? Okay, well, let's pump the brakes a little bit there. But so far, so good in the Rob Thomson era. And I will talk to you again tomorrow as we break down even further what's going on in Game 1 against the Diamondbacks, and get into a little bit of a conversation about what we attribute this winning to. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.